Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in 1 John 3:13. It says, "Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. You know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid his life down for us. We also ought to lay our lives down for the brethren." You know, when you look at these words, you know, we all paint salvation with a different brush, right? We all paint love with a different brush. We need to look at what the biblical definition is. Here it's saying, if we're not walking in love, we have to question our salvation. Listen to what he says. He says, "We know we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death." He lives in death. "Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. You know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him." The validation of salvation is walking in love. You know, we've changed salvation to an event. You know, it's like the marriage. It's all about the wedding. After the wedding comes the marriage, comes the lifelong journey. On that lifelong journey, there are expectations by God on us as the bride of Christ to walk in love. And the Bible tells us here, we know that we're saved because we love. You know, it goes on to say, "Whoever has this world's goods and see his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?" It's a question. If you see a brother in need and you have the ability to meet that need and you don't meet that need, how does the love of God abide in you? You know, my little children, let's not love in word or in tongue only, but in deed and in truth. By this we know we are of the truth and assure our hearts before him. You know, this is extremely important teaching, because we need to get rid of the deception and the delusion in the modern culture. You know, when we look at salvation, God wants the same level of commitment that Jesus gave to us, he wants us to give to him. And part of that level of commitment is walking in love. That means that we don't look, we're not selfish, there's no selfish ambition. We're humble. We don't pride ourselves or lift ourselves over somebody. We don't come against somebody because of their color or their ethnicity or their, whatever they may, even their religion. We don't hate other people. We love everybody. We love those that despitefully use us and persecute us. Here, we need to understand that Christianity is not something of the mind. It's something of the heart that acts on faith. You have to act on faith. James 2 says this, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith and does not have works? Can that his faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warm and filled,' but you do not give them the things that they need for the body, what value is it? What profit is it? How can you be saved when there's a need you can meet and you don't meet it?" We need to get our arms around this. We need to understand that a lot of us on the earth today think we're saved, think we're walking in God's perfection, think we're being used of God, and we're not. We're not doing the word of God. We're not loving others as ourselves. We're not, you know, we need to get to that point where the Bible says here that we lay our lives down. There's nothing greater than you laying your life down for someone else. That means you give up this time on earth for someone else. We need to get to that place. We need to get to that place where we're walking in that kind of love, which was the love that Jesus walked in when he was on the earth. Well, thank you for watching today. Please share, follow, and like this on social media or on our phone app and website, and become one of the $425 a month or more donors. Pray about giving us $25 a month or more to become one of those foundational donors where we can continue to build this ministry and touch lives all over the world. You know, we develop curriculums with workbooks and we give them away for free. Last month, we had 5,500 people go into our curriculum area from an ad we put on Google. you know, we're tracking the same numbers weekly this month. We need funds to do that. Pray about becoming one of our partners. God bless you and have a great day.